Hello, it's Stacey Holt from Real Estate Excellence. Thank you for joining me for today's podcast. Today, I just want to have a quick chat relating to carrying out routine periodic general inspections and looking inside cupboards, wardrobes, of a tenant's home. Now, I often, or we often get asked as part of our membership support services, can we? And then all it's been done and a tenant's disputed and upset. I think rule number one, firstly, to consider is we all know, and I think most of you listening to me would agree, that we all know it's someone's home and we have the utmost respect and common courtesy that you would afford just, once yourself if someone came into your home, whether you're rented or not. And basically, we all know it's an investor's investment, so a landlord's investment, a landlord's an investor. We know it's not a school report card and we know it's a tenant's home. Okay, but they so sometimes depending on your training and what you've had, and I've got other podcasts on tips to do routine inspections and other podcasts, the five reasons we actually do a routine inspection in my professional view. So tenants, of course, may feel the checking of cupboards, and remember, tenants are people. So people may feel, tenants may feel the checking of cupboards, etc., during routine inspections may constitute a breach of their quiet enjoyment. Now, in Queensland, there's particular legislation, Section 183, that covers quiet enjoyment. And across Australia, and generally it would be, I guess, in most Western countries, but I can't speak of that. But I know across Australia, there are legislative provisions for tenants' right for peace, comfort, and privacy. So there's no law that says in Queensland, particularly, that you can't check inside a cupboard, but there is law that tenants have a right to feel comfortable and have peace and privacy in their own home property. So a key procedure, and I guess unless you've had the training, and it's just difficult, and I sometimes find it hard to believe that a PM would not do this. But a key procedure for PMs is to ensure, of course, clear communication, explanation to the tenants as to why insides of cupboards, if they're being done, are being checked. Why? An example that I know I used to give many years ago, and in my office, we only check cupboards of wet areas. So basically behind en suites, behind bathrooms for any built-ins or cupboards, because of course water leaks and looking for discoloration, and of course they're indicators of a possible maintenance issue. So other than that, I mean, I honestly cannot see why inside of cupboards aren't checked, but there's no law in particularly I say Queensland that says you can't, but there is law. Basically, everywhere in Australia, and particularly Section 183 of the RTRA Act in Queensland, about checking inside of cupboards, well, doesn't say that. It says a tenant's got a right for peace, comfort, and privacy. So, of course, that's broad. And last thing we want to do is dispute with tenants. I mean, you don't need it, you don't want it, they don't need it, they don't want it, none of us want it. The old concept, communicate, communicate, communicate. And what we do for a living is communicate, educate, negotiate. So, we wouldn't barge in and open the cupboard of someone's home because it's a landlord's property, because that just is not what we do. So I urge you to think about if you do, if your office does check cupboards and wardrobes and stuff, how do you approach it? How do you communicate about it? Because it could offend people and you don't need this stuff. You don't need the dispute. And also, secondly, as I say, what we used to do was just explain that, is it okay, Stacey? I'm just going to open the cupboard. I'm only checking to see if there's any moisture. I'm feeling the back of the cupboard and look for any discoloration. That's all I'm looking for. I really, although it was a few years ago now, I honestly don't remember a problem from my vast, long time ago, real world experience. Communication's the key. So I hope this gave you some thought personally, but also maybe for an office meeting. And of course, if you're a member of Real Estate Excellence, and if we could give you any further support or advice on this or any other matter, you know where we are as part of membership support services. This is Stacey Holt. Thank you for joining me, and bye for now.